Welcome to another episode of the I Am Undeniable podcast. I'm your host, Alex Sundar, and I'm here to drop some major perspective and fucking bombs on doing whatever it takes to hit your goals. It's going to be a very, very good podcast episode. You do not want to miss out on this one. And my intention out of this podcast episode is really to give you perspective on what it really takes to go all in on yourself, what it really takes to develop yourself and be the person who you truly are meant to be. It's not going to be what you think. It's going to be very, very valuable, and you want to tune in to the very end because you are going to gain a tremendous amount of knowledge from this, right? So let's begin, because I'm ready to drop some heat in today's episode. Now, you got to take a look at it from two different perspectives here. Doing whatever it takes. What does that mean? Let me ask you this. Have you ever just honestly just wanted more in general? Like, don't you want more? Don't you like want more for your business? Don't you ever want more for your lifestyle? Don't you ever want more for your health, for your relationships? And to be honest, to be frank, I'm the kind of guy who for a long time didn't understand what it meant to be satisfied in life. Like, I have this thing called toxic trait where I have goals and I'm willing to be unrelentless in accomplishing my goals no matter what. You give me a task, I'm going all in. It doesn't matter what it is. I got blinders in my eyes. I'm going fucking for it. On the other hand, as I was healing and following therapy and working with shadow coaches, it really brings up the point, like, okay, what's the point? Why am I doing it for that reason? And you got to ask yourself this, when it comes down to your goals, when it comes down to aiming for stuff, when it comes down to your health and fitness, when it comes down to your job, your business, when it comes down to your relationship, you're doing something. My question to you, why are you doing it? Is it for a specific reason? Is it for maybe your own ego? Like, you guys ever felt like that? It's like, man, like I'm doing this to prove people wrong. I'm doing this because it like fills my cup. It's like, man, like I feel just so satisfied when I do this. But when I stop, you know, not giving a shit, when I stop not doing whatever it takes, I just don't have the motivation to just keep on going. Have you ever asked yourself that? Why that happens? Let me tell you this. Doing whatever it takes also means doing whatever it takes to really cause internal shifts inside so your perspective can change, so you can actually accomplish your goals and not just fucking work hard without not getting the result. And that can sometimes sound complicated. People are like, oh, what do you mean? What do you mean, like doing some inner work and doing this to make shit like happen more or make it? I can do whatever it takes. Well, let me put some fucking perspective on it. I think I'm gonna blow a lot of your minds away. Who you are currently as a person is conditioned over years and years of habits, like teachings, whether it's from your parents, whether it's from teachers, families. It's not like you woke up to be this person. Like, it's like conditioned over the years. Right? This is basic psychology, right? And because of that conditioning can either serve you in a positive way or can serve you in a negative way. For a lot of us, it's actually in a negative way because we now do things from a place of what we call fear, right? In a weird way, our whole goal and a goal for a lot of people is you do things because it keeps you safe. You do things because it keeps you comfortable. Like, you not stick to a diet plan because it makes you fucking. You don't want to go to the gym and lose that 40 pounds, even though you say you want it. You're like, I can't do it. I'm not motivated. I can't find what works. No, the truth is just that you're comfortable, right? You're comfortable with where you're at. You want to be safe. And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with that. But in my eyes, there is fucking a lot wrong with that. Like, you're telling me right now that you're willing to play safe? You're willing you be okay with suffering in a circle? Because you gotta ask yourself this, like, when you have goals, it's usually because, like, it's not usually because, like, I want to accomplish something. It's usually because, like, you're hurting in some shape or capacity when it comes down to your goals. Ain't that just the truth? We're all hurting inside just a little bit in some way. It's probably true. And to really get out of your comfort zone, really like chase the greatness that you deserve, reach your full fucking potential and really go all in on yourself, literally doing whatever it takes to make it happen, that takes real damn courage to do. And you got to ask yourself this. Do you want to be the person that just goes by life, not living to your full potential, not living it the way you can know you can truly live it, like literally listening to that fucking dark voice in the back of your head that tells you you can't do shit, that you can't accomplish it, that you're not good enough, not that you can't show enough for yourself? Are you going to listen to that voice? Or do you want to make things different? Do you want to change your relationship, not just have a relationship or have a marriage or be in a partnership and make it like the fucking best relationship possible, like the relationship that you see in Disney movies? Don't you want to chase your dreams in terms of your business, your work, your income, make stuff happen? Don't you want to be in shape? Don't you want to be like, you know, you're walking down the beach with your shirt off, your bikini, you're like, I look damn good, I'm confident, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I have the mindset, I can handle stress, I can handle anything that comes my way, no matter what. Why wouldn't you want to be that person? But let me tell you this. It takes work. It takes dedication. And trust me. And put in the damn work. It is satisfying as fuck. It feels fucking good to have full control of your fucking damn life. So that's it, guys. Episode. Welcome to the I'm Undeniable podcast, where I'm here to teach you how to be your undeniable self in all areas. And we'll see you tomorrow.